Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Welcome to this Outright Boys.
You weren't expecting it, but you sort of were.
I need to do something.
Yeah.
I wonder now, though.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Barnes.
If you won't do anything,
yes.
Then he'd be like, nah, look, I'm done. And then halfway through, you'll just flick something in there and just go bang.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it might count. It might count.
Maybe what we need to start doing is working out a great phrase, like from pop culture history or something, and then punching in to see how you say it in French.
Oh, like yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yes. And do that. Maybe. I don't know.
Spitballing.
I'm just open to ideas when it comes to France.
Who isn't? Who isn't? Well, look, my training's going very fucking well.
Yep.
On my way to the Parisian Olympics.
Yep.
Found out on the weekend, I just happened to be walking past we went to Melbourne on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And our accommodation gave us free gyme and pimming swool access.
State that again.
Free gyme.
Yep.
And pimming swool access.
Okay, right.
I think it's pronounced swimming pool, but you know.
I'm glad we've worked this out.
Yeah.
I'm not confused.
So I walked through the gyme and they had some scales there. And I'm like, should I? Shouldn't I?
Oh, right. Okay. We're getting ready for Olympic weight.
Whether or not I trim down.
Right. Yeah.
Last time I was on those, I think I just nudged 102.
Right.
94 and a half.
Wowzers.
94 and a half since the gout.
I will say, though.
And I think that will be the H2O instead of the sweet, sweet black misery that is American champagne Coca-Cola. Mm.
You're still having a little bit of Coke, aren't you? Just not as
just nasally.
Regular.
Yeah. Probably down on Canada, if I'm perfectly honest. Like, if I go away, I don't give a shit, but, you know.
Have you noticed it in the clothes, though? Like, have you noticed you've trimmed out, or is it,
yeah,
or is it all cock and balls?
That's pretty much what it is. Yes, I shoot my load, I lost 5 kilos. It's just there. Like, it's probably a little bit slimmer.
Yep.
Someone passed comment the other day that I was looking a bit more svelte than normal, and I'm like,
nice. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah, but anyway.
So I know, I'm talking about the band.
Great band.
Yeah. Love to see them sing in French.
Yeah, the French version of Take That.
I reckon Take That. Here we go. Just out of curiosity, I want to know this.
Has Take That been translated into French?
How many Take That?
Cover bands are in France.
No, number one singles.
France.
In France.
I'm going to say... Trois. Because that's the, you know.
How many? Oh, that's not going to help me. It's just telling me.
The French top 100.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. You?
No, I can say internationally the band has had 56 number one singles.
Mother trucker.
That's actually pretty impressive.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Who's had the most number ones in France? It's going to take way more Googling.
It's not just here's the number. There you go.
To work it out. No, just fucking out Google.
Now,
I've asked Google a question. Why can't you just give me an answer?
Because it's not the question that they wanted you to
God
ask.
God damn it. Anyway,
speaking
sorry about that. Take that, fans.
People who have had number ones. Now.
Nope.
It's
now.
It's past, but I think you would agree a couple of weeks ago, Australia went swifty fucking mad. Taylor Swift insane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing wrong with a bit of Tay Tay.
I like Tay Tay. I'm a closet Tay Tay fan.
Don't get me wrong.
And I think she's pretty damn easy on the eyes too.
Yeah, and if she's written all the music, which I believe that she has,
yep,
she's a pretty well, you know, credited songwriter.
She's done all right.
I wouldn't ever want to be in a relationship with her in case that ended. Because, I mean, there's an album of just constantly all the Swifties singing about how shit you are.
It would be painful, wouldn't it?
I mean, Kelsey, or whatever his name is, Travis Kelsey, I think is the American football player that she's dating at the moment, Mr. Swift. That boy better be fucking good because they are really going to rain down a terror on him. I mean, the Swifties get brutal.
You know, the Swiftie stuff got so ridiculous.
Yes.
Fucking media's to blame. Just fucking the news media sites.
Yes.
Oh my fucking God. They just wouldn't leave it alone.
Yep.
But It was a breaking news.
Breaking.
Right? And it was the fact that he'd entered the country to go and see a concert in Sydney.
Wow.
Like, how the fuck is that breaking news?
Breaking news.
Who? I mean.
His job's done, though. Like, he was done, what, first weekend in February?
Yeah, exactly right.
He's in the off-season now.
Yeah, exactly right. But it just, it's not that fucking important.
No.
Not breaking news. I mean, I understand if someone reported saying that a boyfriend had come in to see her in concert. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's not fucking breaking news. You know, it's breaking news. We had that last week when you were talking about the fact that you were going to be an athlete
at the Brisbane Olympics for breakdance.
For breaking. That is breaking news.
That is
news.
Literal breaking news.
Yeah. Done.
Done.
Fucking brilliant.
Take note, The Age.
Fuck everything about Taylor. My God. They couldn't leave her alone. I mean, yes, she did all right. I mean, 3 gigs at what, 96,000 plus?
Yes.
So now, everyone was complaining they got a few tickets where things were obstructed.
Oh, fuck, but you can't get a perfect seat every single time.
But in saying that, if you're going to pay $800 for a seat, I kind of do. I know that was Pink, actually. That wasn't Tay-Tay.
Oh, okay.
Someone at Pink, apparently the seats got moved and there was a bloody marquee in the way and stuff, and they paid $800 for a ticket.
Mm.
I get that that pisses you off, and I would make a complaint as well.
But hang on.
You know what? I wouldn't take it to the news fucking sites.
But I would imagine that when you booked your ticket, because it happens when you buy a ticket for the football, it comes up obstructed view.
Apparently it didn't.
Oh, well, then I'd be dropping that.
Apparently, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So. Allegedly. Now, what has been some of the stories that you've seen come out of the Eras Tour in Australia, Mr. Barnes? I have a few.
Really?
I have.
Wonderful.
A few, and now, I thought we would cover them.
I'm happy for you to go with it.
Okay. Yep. Did you know that during her Sydney concert, there was another little-known band playing next door on the same evening?
Would that have been Blink?
Blink 182. Now, I can't remember his name.
Blink 182 are a great band.
They are.
I love them.
The drummer from Blink 182 had stood in front of the entrance to the Taylor Swift concert, and he's got his own YouTube channel or whatever, and he's a bit of social media, and he's going, "No, go to Blink 182." just yelling at all the Swifties as they walk in.
But here's the thing.
Anyone
did they
under
know
30,
who he was? Because he's so recognisable. He is so recognisable. It's insane. He's just basically pretty much a bald-headed tattooed dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have had his drumsticks, no doubt.
Exactly.
Yeah, but also, but he does a lot of guest star drumming on a lot of artists now.
Yeah.
So he is known.
Yeah. But they only got a meager, I think, 30,000 or something, 25,000,
30,000. Is that all?
Not the 89,000. Yep. And Swifties were getting pissed off at him. I mean, there was a lot of tongue in a lot of cheek there, because later on in the evening, him and his wife, I think is he the one with Kylie Jenner?
He's with a Jenner,
He's with a Jenner or a Kardashian or whatever.
Yeah.
All three of them are taking photos backstage with Swiftie.
Yeah, okay.
So Taylor was in on it. I mean, that's pretty bloody funny, trying to steal people from the Taylor Swift line. Saying, "No, I know you've paid $1,200 to go and see Taylor, but how about you pay $38 and come next door to see Blink 182? Mind you, I was hoping, and I did look it up, and it's not the case, that every single ticket to Blink 182 should have been $182.
Oh, that would actually be pretty funny.
Some seats are great. Yep. Some seats are shit. But for $182, it's just a fucking lottery.
He's Courtney, actually.
Courtney.
Courtney Kardashian.
Courtney Kardashian. So that was one of the things that I found quite interesting. The thing that I also found was the outrage.
There's always going to be outrage culture, mate. We've talked about this.
Outrageous.
Especially with her. You know what? I bet I know why.
Tell me.
Doesn't actually sing her songs.
No one
was. Oh, you're going to go with that one.
No one was shitting on Taylor.
That was a big one. When they're saying, and you could see it in the live clips.
Yes.
She only sings half the lyrics. But everyone's like, you know, she's not even singing the songs. She actually is.
She just
it on the big gigs like that. There's no way known. Every band does it. Every singer does it, where they have a decent backup singing crew.
Correct.
Because you cannot go for fucking 3 hours.
For 5 nights straight. Singing flat out all the time.
You just can't do it. And also, you're there not to just sing the song. You're there to entertain the audience. And a lot of that means interaction.
Yeah.
And doing things a little bit differently.
Perfect.
Otherwise, you might as well listen to the CD.
Well, exactly, but I don't know anyone who's been to a Swift concert who went, "Oh, it was a bit shit." He was a bit average. You know, I think they all got their money's worth, but I'm not going to hang shit on Taylor because the Swifty army are vast and we're not good enough to be able to fight them off.
Righto. Righto.
But the people who were no-shows, who paid their money to go and see Taylor and didn't show up Troy, oh, my goodness.
Who would do that?
I don't know, people who might have been in a bus accident.
Okay. I mean, that's
people were that's fucking a good reason. Outraged that there was a vacant seat at a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, outraged.
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 They were baying for blood. Or, I don't know whether or not you're aware of this, Troy, but Taylor Swift concert goers who weren't fortunate enough to secure a ticket still went to the concert.
And hung around outside and listened to it?
Yeah, there was that.
Yeah.
But also there was an off chance, and I think it happened in Melbourne, where they announced like 6 minutes before the show, we've got 20 tickets. And holy they just would got have been like swarmed. A zombie apocalypse. They got fucking swarmed. And then those tickets disappeared very quickly.
It actually would have been like the scenario in 28 days later.
Correct.
When he wakes up in the hospital and then he's fine, all it's good, and he makes a bit of noise. And then suddenly he sees his head just go, and they're like, hey, you okay? Like, I can't find anyone.
Yeah.
And they start just walking towards him a little bit. And then they start sprinting. And this person's just sprinting at him. And the next thing you know, there's others sprinting. And before you know it, he realizes they're actually Taylor Swift fans. And they thought he said, I've got spare tickets to the next gig. Yeah. And they're just running at him for blood. That's what it would have been like.
Do you know making the final in the trilogy of 28 Days Later?
I did hear that, 28 years later or something, isn't it?
But missed opportunity. They're going 3 years too early. Because it's only the 25th or 24th anniversary now of 28 Days Later. It's been 24 years.
Is it? No. Really?
Google it. I think it's close to 24 years.
Are you fucking serious?
I shit you not.
Okay, that's actually... Cause I was
or maybe it's 22. 22 years later. But if they had have held on for another couple of years... Because you've got to remember, by the time you write...
2002.
Correct. So 12 years. 22 years.
Holy shit.
So let's just say they start writing it now. They do post-production. That makes it 23. By the time it hits theaters, it's 24 years later. Why would you not hang on another 4 years so it was 28 years later?
See, here's the thing, though. I
don't feel that old.
When they were saying that they were going to do 28 years later,
yep.
I'm like, fucking come on, guys. You're jumping now like 3 decades into the future.
Correct.
I didn't consider
that it was 28 almost
years later from when the movie came out. I'm thinking like from now. Like, you know, 28 years later.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's going to be spaceships and hovercrafts.
No, from when the original 28 days later came out.
So essentially it would be pretty much now.
Yes.
If that actually happened then.
Pretty much, yeah.
That actually makes complete sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I think we're going to go. I mean, there's no question about that.
Well, the best thing is too, I mean, it's fucking, this is what a lot of people tend to forget who was in movies back when it came out.
Yes.
Because the guy that was in the original was one of our favourite actors.
Who?
He's Mr. Peaky Blinders. Cillian Murphy.
There you go.
He's the main actor in 28 Days Later.
Would never have remembered that.
Yeah,
a lot of
people don't because he's doing so much now.
Yes.
You don't realise that was him then.
Yes, he was in Oppenheimer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Peaky's where he really stood up.
His peak.
Yeah, he did. Red Eye was a movie he was in a few years ago that I really enjoyed. Didn't rate real well, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Hmm.
But, yeah.
So they've released those tickets, right? And people have snavelled them up. And then, so all the Swifties are still standing out the front, hoping to listen to a very distant Taylor Swift boombox being played somewhere. I mean, they're not getting good audio quality. And then all of a sudden people are rocking up half an hour, 45 minutes late. They were berated. How dare you? Other people wanted to be there and you're rocking up late. Even worse, if you decided to leave early.
Oh, no.
Those people were almost lynched. There was a group of people who left about an hour before the end of the concert.
Yep.
And people were like, you are just feral. How could you possibly do this? Yet there was another group of
throwing
people.
Throwing rotten fruit at them as they leave the stadium.
Die, you must die. But then some smart fucker went, yeah, I got to go early. I've got an early start in the morning, yeah, you know.
I bet you're going to say he sold the ticket off.
Gave the ticket away.
Oh.
So came out, must have swapped, given the wristband, that the pass out wristband.
Yep.
Gave it to somebody else and said, there's my seat, take it. And I think they have heralded him as their new leader.
I did.
There's
hear
a bronze statue of him at the front.
I did hear there were some people that were pretty smart, whereas they couldn't afford the price of a full-on ticket themselves because some of the tickets were pretty exy.
Oh,
I mean, I think if you're in the front row, I think you basically have to sell a kidney.
Well, that's what
and also
we've got tickets on sale,
mortgage your house and everything.
Yeah. Well, when they said they've got extra tickets on sale, you rocked up to the booth and they handed you a scalpel. That will be $3 million and a kidney.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get one of those
tickets. And that's at the back of the stadium.
And that's the nosebleeds.
With a pole in front of you.
Exactly.
So there's that. But what they were doing was there was some that were saying, okay, it's in three blocks essentially. I believe I believe it was kind of in three.
Two intermissions?
I don't know. I maybe assume so.
Sure.
Because it goes over 3 decades.
Yes.
So, and I think what they were doing is saying, okay, well, let's go thirds and a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And
you get the 80s, you get the 90s, you get the noughts. Yeah,
pretty much. And they did it that way. So I heard some did that, which was considered to actually be fairly smart, to be honest. Because if you can't afford it yourself, but you still want to see Tay-Tay,
yeah,
it gives you an opportunity to experience it all just using the same seat. The other one that I found very funny.
I tell you what, though, you'd have to have a blood oath to say, yeah, I'm going in first. Promise.
You better come out. Oh, fuck.
Promise I'm coming out.
Imagine. imagine if you were late even. And you missed 10 minutes of your fucking your era, your set.
Would be all right if you were second or third, because chances are you're not going to be late. But if you're the bloke who goes in first, or the girl who goes in first and goes, "Nah, this is fucking awesome. Screw them,
fuck them,
screw them bitches." I'm staying. What?
They're not lifelong friends. They're friends for now.
If they're real friends, they'll forgive me because they'll know.
If they're real friends,
they would know what I've done and forgive me anyway.
Or they will stab you when you leave or throw you under the train.
No, you go out to go home and you can't because your car's been set on fire.
But the other one.
With an effigy of Taylor.
Another bit of the out. It wasn't outraged. I think social or like news.com.au made it outragey.
Mm.
But it was famous people who took their kids to Taylor.
Oh.
Who ended up having to leave early because it was too long.
Or
but the kids
fell asleep.
Were like. Two or something, or three. Like, why the fuck would you? I'm not a parent, but I'm just going to put it out there. Why the fuck would you take, say, a 3 or 4, even probably a 5-year-old kid to a 3.5-hour fucking concert?
Because you can.
But they don't have the fucking mental capacity to make it through fucking an episode of The Simpsons. Like fucking, of course they're going to either A, crack the shits.
Yes.
B, go to sleep.
Yes.
C, just be generally annoying.
Yeah.
D, want to go.
Yep.
Like fucking C, want to go. E, fall asleep. Fucking F, be annoying.
Yeah. Well, there was a couple of celebrities like a Carrie Bickmore or whatever who took their daughter and took a photo going, oh, too big a concert, there's Bub asleep. The amount of hate that woman got. Of how dare you take a child who cannot stay awake.
I understand why you would.
Why
I mean,
not?
I kind of
if you
get
can
from
afford
the
ticket and you don't want to pay for a babysitter.
True. And at the end of the day.
Your money, your choice.
You want to see it. You don't give a fuck about the kid. Let's be honest.
Correct.
She won't even remember.
Got comped a ticket anyway.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have fucking
got
mattered.
Comped me too. Who gives a shit?
The other one that I did find very funny
was,
and it's got a nice Collingwood theme. Have you seen the Collingwood theme Taylor Swift story?
No.
So. Big Cox.
Yeah.
Mason.
Big Mason Cox.
It was, what's
the American
Mason,
import?
Fucking 7'2" or something.
Something like that.
Whatever the fuck he is. He's a big unit.
He is a big unit.
He can afford a decent ticket for Tay-Tay.
One would imagine.
Yeah, he's on a decent weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Not as much as Tay-Tay. But he's still
no
okay.
One is. She's a billionaire.
You're still not right. No wonder people want to be in a relationship with her. It's only worth the journey for the pain at the end.
Like
nearly.
She's had the most people attend a concert and also a number one box office hit. of the exact same fucking concert.
Which comes out on Disney in a couple of weeks.
And it will be the most watched show on Disney.
I've got to say, I'll be watching it.
Fuck yeah.
Because I think she's pretty cool.
What did I miss? Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. Okay.
Done. So, big cocks.
Mm.
So everyone knows you want big cocks at a Taylor Swift concert. He's, I think, I don't know what how many rows back he was, but he might have been, say, 10 rows back.
No one's seen it behind him, though.
Seated area.
Yeah.
And the, you just wouldn't show you the vision, filthy? And you just got this big fucking giraffe sitting in this seat.
Obstructed view.
And he actually, afterwards, because he does a podcast himself.
Of course.
Not as good as ours.
No.
But the O's are right.
Yep.
But he put an apology on there saying, to those sitting behind me, I'm so sorry.
For the first 20 rows behind me.
It's like, I can't do anything about it. Yeah. Like, it's just, there was nothing I could do, but I understand that I would have been obstructing the vision of people behind me. So if you were sitting in the couple of rows behind me.
Yes.
If someone can tell you to contact me, email this podcast, whatever else.
Sure.
And I'll try and get you some footy tickets or something to make up for it to say sorry.
Go and see Collingwood in the
how good would that be? Taylor Swift and Collingwood. Fuck.
Yeah, but it's only like the NAB Cup or something. It's not the home and away season. Certainly not finals footy.
I love the fact that he was considerate enough to say, look, I know I'm in the way.
I know I'm a giant.
This is shit. I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it.
But I sat on the floor. I didn't even use the chair.
But for those behind me, just because apparently whoever was sitting behind me, he was going to talk to him afterwards and say, look, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
Let me make it up to you somehow. Blowjob. Yeah. but they'd already gone by the time everything kind of finished.
Sure.
Obviously, they just cracked the shits completely gone. Correct. Fuck you, Collingwood. You ruined football. Now you ruined Taylor. Taylor went to Sydney.
Yes.
Different Taylor. That was a player. Yeah. But,
It was Mark Taylor. Taylor Swift couldn't make the last concert, so they subbed in Mark Taylor. Tubby, former Australian Test captain, Mark Taylor.
Makes him that.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Yeah, shake it off.
Yeah. That sounds like Mick Malloy on the D-Gen. Have you got Taylor Swift? Oh, I thought you meant Mark Taylor. Oh,
close.
So now I've got, Mark Taylor singing Cardigan.
Yeah, so, but there was also the outrage as well that the weather actually stopped Tay-Tay in Sydney for a little bit. They were concerned that the lightning storm was actually going to stop the concert. And lightning,
didn't
they? And there was a lightning storm.
Yes.
And they did have to evacuate, I think, parts of the stadium.
And but support then didn't later. Go on. Sabrina didn't go on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, she didn't get on. Taylor went on. And then I'm sorry you didn't get my support act, brought it up for one song and the parent of the crowd lost their mind.
Oh.
Speaking of people who lost their mind, Mr. Barnes, with Taylor Swift
I love it. Concerts. Who ever thought that we'd be doing an episode
dedicated based on to Taylor Swift? Did you see how the Americans were losing their freaking Trump-loving minds.
To do with Taylor?
To do with Australians attending a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, God. I may be able to spoil. Is it to do with parking?
Part of it is parking.
I did see about parking because they're amazed.
Well, they saw an aerial view of Sydney Olympic Park and they saw an aerial view of the MCG and went, where the fuck do you park?
Yeah, because I hadn't thought about this before because I read it and I'm like, what is going on about? Like, whatever. But then they showed photos of, say, the football or the baseball stadiums in America. Where
it's three times the size of parking as the actual venue.
It's just surrounded. The whole thing is just a full-on cement jungle, basically.
Correct.
But it's all flat.
Yes.
And it's just parking, parking, parking. We don't have that.
No.
Because we have public transport. We have trains and buses. We have
public transport. That's what we have.
Yeah.
When was the last time you – I can't – oh, no, I've actually driven to the football at the MCG and at Etihad. But wherever possible.
I think you might have actually driven to the football with me perhaps at one stage.
Yeah, somewhere, probably.
And parked underneath in an underground car park somewhere. Etihad,
yeah. Because whenever I got – remember I used to get occasionally Medallion Club tickets?
Mm.
That would always come with a free car park. But if I could not, I wouldn't. Public transport, jump on a train.
Thing is, Melbourne especially, I mean, I don't know Sydney as well, but Melbourne is perfectly set up to just leave a stadium and just walk with the hordes. Let's get back to
yeah
the zombies.
28 days later.
But it takes you straight to Flinders Street, or Richmond Way, or wherever the fuck you're going, and you can get out of there easily. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of a tight fit initially, but it just thins out.
Sydney's the same.
Done.
Sydney's exactly the same.
Yep.
Like, you're less than, it sounds like a long way, it's less than a K.
Yeah, right.
So let's call it 980 metres, and it sounds a lot less to walk from the venue to a major train stop, and it's every 4 minutes.
And then you're out.
2,000 people jumping on a train every time.
That is far better than sitting in the traffic, moving 3 metres at a time.
Yeah, correct.
And taking 7 hours to get home.
Yep.
And by the time you get home, I tell you what, you fucking over Tay-Tay playing in the car. Over it.
You've listened to every album. Every album.
To get home.
On repeat.
And all you can think of is, why didn't you play that song?
Exactly.
That was a great song.
Well, no, mine was not parking. And people were losing their mind about public transport. They could not believe that what a genius idea to put a train station very close to a very large venue that's going to have 100,000 people.
How weird is that?
How wackadoodle is that?
Do that?
Why would you not just build a football ground in the middle of nowhere and just make 10 times the size of the venue be car park? Like,
yeah.
No, bags was the reason.
Bags?
They saw all the Swifties rocking up with their tote bags and had Taylor Swift on it or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently, you go to the NFL in Americas or baseball, you're not allowed to take a bag in.
Oh, because all the terrorist scenarios?
Because all the durka-durkas. So if you want to take a bag, it has to be clear, see-through plastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no tote bags, no eskies.
Yep.
Could you imagine going to the footy without an esky? I mean, what the fuck's that all about?
Who goes to the football with an esky?
I do.
Fucking hell.
You know, they just could not believe that was the case.
It is a different way of life, though, isn't it?
Yep. Because we don't have gun problems.
Yeah, some of the simple things that just are major that, you know, for some are nothing for us. Like, you wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no issue with bags getting checked. People don't mind that.
No.
But it doesn't stop people taking a bag.
But even just the footage of the train station of 2,000 people at a time jumping on a train, off they go.
Yeah, done.
You know.
The other thing is, so if you can't take a bag, how are you going to have sex with your Taylor Swift inflatable doll at a Taylor Swift concert? You've got to carry it in a bag, Joe.
No, you just inflate her and she's your plus one.
That's probably why there were empty seats.
Yeah, that's probably why
it went down.
Exactly.
Tate went down halfway.
But my inflatable doll's got a hole in it. It's supposed to go down on you, Daryl. So that's what it was. They were losing their minds that you could actually go to there, get a car park, because there was, well, take public transport, take your plastic bag or your tote bag, and no one even flinched an eyelid. And I think that was the only thing. Oh, no, this was it. All right.
Okay.
So you and I have both been to the football together.
Best to last.
Yep. And we have LED banners going all the way around the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Right. Now, you and I have both been.
This is on the edge of the ground, you mean?
Like on the edge of the ground.
Changes all the time.
Second tier, first tier, or whatever.
Yeah.
Report antisocial behaviour.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got a bloody big cock right in front of you.
Yep.
Who's been a bit of a wazoo.
Fucking sit down, Mason.
He's on the tinnies and he's getting a bit surly. You can text a number with your seat number or the seat number of that person.
I think it's a great idea.
And that goes to security and they'll just swing past.
Yep.
Is that person being a bit of a knob jockey? No? Okay, move on.
It's perfect because it means you're not starting an issue yourself. You're not around saying, fuck around, mate, shut the fuck up.
Correct.
And then they go, you're telling me to shut the fuck up. I was like, mate, can you just keep it down? You're telling me to shut the fuck up. Next thing you know, he's fucking jumped over 3 fucking flights of stairs.
Exactly.
And he's nailed you to a Swift inflatable doll on the back of the head. Shit's gone sideways. But if you can do that without actually causing a safety concern for yourself. It's actually a smart thing.
Or the 6-year-old daughter you've got standing right beside you.
Yeah, I mean, not that they're important.
No, but you don't want to be shamed. You don't want to be beaten up in front of your child.
True. And you've only brought the 6-year-old, though.
Yes.
So you can say, I know, we've come to see Taylor because my daughter wanted to come.
Yeah, and she's like, couldn't we have gone to Blink-182?
I'm not even your daughter.
Exactly.
He's not my father. I don't have a phone. I'm too young. I want to use that number.
She's doing... Americans just could not believe that you're at 100,000 people, and if you find a tool, you can just text a number with a seat number and security will be sent.
So is that something they don't get? They don't do it. Really?
Why would you be a narc?
I suppose you just turn around and shoot someone in America, don't you?
It's exactly right. If you can,
dude, you spilt my beer. Bang.
Like,
well, chick, chick, boom.
Chick, chick, boom. Like, it was just, apparently they are in awe. And one of the...
That's why so many people went to my concert. They felt safer.
Yeah. Apparently, though, people were like, Australia is a police state. Oh, my God, that's as scary as hell. I've never seen anything more terrifying if it's not just a meme. How is that terrifying? Another insisted the sign was made to hit their hair stand on end, while another bizarrely tried to link the Australian to gun control. They gave it their guns, and now they're paying for it. I mean, they are the reason why you need a number.
Yeah, I love Americans.
Just...
they're so much fun.
Because in America, if you see any social behaviour, can't you just shoot the person?
Yes. Like, shoot them.
Just shoot the motherfuckers.
Fixes it.
Yank panic, apparently, is what it's
been called. Yank panic.
Yep.
That's more seen as a description for a teenager when his mum accidentally walks in when he's getting a bit of private time. That's a yank panic.
Yank panic. Yeah, just blew their mind. I suppose we've just become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And look, I would imagine that, like, you're into the fourth quarter. You're into the last hour of play on day four of a dead rubber test. Bay 13's had a skinful.
Yep.
The text messages you're getting to that number are going to be hilarious. I mean, could you imagine the amount of dick pics that number receives? I mean, it would be hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, can I just borrow your phone for a minute?
Exactly. But, I mean, for the most part, you would imagine that after a while, people would just go, oh, that's all it is. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's not a police state. No one's getting shot over it.
No.
It's just a way to kindly get someone's behaviour corrected without starting a bit of beef.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because it also does allow the opportunity for someone to come up and say, mate, can you just keep down a little bit?
Yeah.
There's a couple of kids in it over there. And it gives you the opportunity too, if you are being a bit of a dick without realising you're being a bit of a dick, to go, shit, sorry, mate. Yeah, no, all good.
Yeah. And don't ever go to a top tip for you, Troy.
Top tip.
Just before we go.
Taylor tips.
Top Taylor tips before you go. If you go to a Taylor Swift concert, don't sing.
Don't sing.
Because they paid to fucking see Taylor Swift, not some middle-aged white boy yelling at the top of his lungs any of the lyrics.
But don't, if I'm going to pay $1,000 for a ticket, don't I get to experience Tay-Tay how I want to experience Tay-Tay?
When's the last time you've had a duet with Taylor Swift?
As in, like, you're talking here in my place or like...
not any time, just you and her singing together.
In the
in the flesh.
Like, oh, in the flesh. Yeah, no, it's been a while.
It's been a while. So if you wanted to do that at the MCG, have a duet with Taylor Swift...
yeah.
What's the matter with that?
True. You're probably not going to get another opportunity.
No, they are few and far between. When was the last time you've been to a concert and seen no one sing?
You know the only time I think it's happened?
Yeah, when?
Is Passenger.
Because no one knew the words?
No, it's when he said, I just need everyone just for this song.
Shut the fuck up.
Just keep it down, be silent.
It's all about me.
Yeah, pretty much, because it's a song where you just want to sit back and actually just watch him perform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but everything else is like, now, okay,
right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, now I want you to sing at the top of your voices.
Yell
this
at
one.
Me. yeah,
so
I'm gassed.
That was probably the last time.
Yeah, but this was like people were really filthy. Swifties were dirty. I didn't pay $850 for a ticket to hear anybody else sing except Taylor Swift. How could you expect that you'd go to a – that's part of the ambience of a live gig of people reveling in the person they've come to play and see and all that kind of stuff.
Next thing they're going to say, I can't believe everyone just stands there watching with their mobile phones.
With their clothes on.
Surely that wouldn't have happened at a Taylor Swift concert.
No
phones
out.
Everyone would have just watched it.
Correct.
No doubt.
No doubt. Gwen Stefani, she's there. Well, roadies, I hope you have had your fill of Tay-Tay. I mean, it's even possible to be full of Taylor Swift. I think we've done it.
Yeah, true. If we've gone too far, Mm. Probably won't happen again. So, you know, just shake it off, move on.
Yeah.
Listen to the next episode next week.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, Radies, on that, I am Joe.
I'm Troy.
And we are Swifties Extraordinaire.
Are we?
No, not really.
Right, okay.